Hi, this is Shirley Jones, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
The nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role are George Chakiris in West Side Story. The winner is George Chakiris in West Side Story.
I don't think I'll try and talk too much. I just want to say thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that Rita Lee will join us at the top of the hour. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, on the line with us right now is another entertainment legend, that being George Chakiris, the Academy Award-winning actor known around the world as Bernardo in the iconic 1961 screen version of West Side Story. George's memoir, My West Side Story, is now available at Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. George Chakiris and Rita Lee are among the many celebrities who are scheduled to appear at the inaugural Celebrity Authors Forum at the Hollywood Museum on Saturday, December 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, thehollywoodmuseum.com. Of course, Dallas fans know George as Nicholas, Angelica Nero's right-hand man during the Dream Season of Dallas. We'll ask George about working on Dallas a little later on in our conversation. But first, before we went to break, we're talking about George's performance as Frederick Chopin in the BBC television drama Notorious Woman. Notorious Woman, the story of George Sand, which originally aired in 1975 as part of Masterpiece Theater. And as we went to break, George was talking about the extra mile he went researching the life of Chopin to make his performance in Notorious Woman as authentic as possible. And as George alluded a little while ago, obviously you felt a connection with the material and you felt a connection with Chopin, and the proof is there in your performance.
Well, I did, and I'm one of the many, many, many people who love his music. His music is just extraordinary. You know, it's been a while, but there was a famous pianist, classical pianist, who played everything, Bach and all kinds of pieces, classical pieces. And I remember this particular pianist saying that the most difficult composer to whose music he played was Chopin, because it wasn't just being technically correct. It was trying to be musically in touch with the feeling of what Chopin wrote. I'm putting that badly, but it was really interesting to hear a successful concert pianist say that the challenge was deeper because of what, not just the music itself, but the meaning and the,
the feeling that was evoked, the feeling that is evoked from listening to the works of Chopin or Beethoven or a great artist, you know, that's something you want to capture in your performance as well.
Yeah. And by the way, one of the things that I did was I rented a piano myself, and I was pretty good at reading music at the time, and I was able to learn one of his etudes, and that was a great sort of accomplishment. I really loved being able to play one. I loved doing that, and it was fun doing the research, and it was fun learning one of the pieces on the piano. And it was, and the ultimate thing was being able to work with people like Rosemary Harris, and Jeremy Irons had a role in that series as well. Just a beautiful cast altogether.
Does he know we're waiting?
Yes, he does. Thank you. That'll be all.
Yeah. Good morning.
Can we start now?
Start what?
Well, we have a very busy weekend ahead of us. I thought we should review the schedule.
Fine, fine. Review.
We start Saturday night at the Bay Club with the Masquerade Ball, which Jack is hosting.
Masquerade Ball?
I thought it would be the best way for you and Jack to be seen, but at the same time, hidden behind masks. The oil people should see just enough of Jack to be sure that he is Dimitri, especially with me on his arm.
And I assume you've picked out our costumes already.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
We will all arrive together. There will be press in the hallway, but not inside the main room.
We should be able to shield Jack effectively. We will, of course, have security around us.
And I'm supposed to talk to him, right? I may look like Marinos, but I'm pretty sure I don't sound like him.
No one has seen or spoken to Dimitri in over 3 years.
All that is required of you, Jack, is a few nods and some very soft hellos. Don't worry, I'll be with you all the time.
It will only require your presence for 2 or 3 hours, then we can leave.
Well, sounds simple enough to me. You all take care of Jack, and I'll try to drum up a little business for Ewing Oil.
Does that mean that we can get out of here by Sunday?
In the afternoon.
After the press conference and the yacht.
Yeah, but how the hell am I supposed to handle a press conference?
The boy's a bundle of nerves, isn't he?
What about you?
I like high-stakes games. You never know till you call the bet who's got the winning hand.
To the winning hand.
To the winning hand.
Before we say goodbye, I have to ask you a couple of questions about Dallas, because I love Dallas.
Oh,
And I even love the Dream Season. I revisited the Dream Season a couple of years ago, and again, if you look at it as its own entity, it hangs together from A to Z. It's a lot better than people remember, and you had a lot of fun because you played a bad guy.
Well, yeah, you know, that came up with, I was just hired initially just to one episode, mm-hmm. and it turned out to be, I ended up doing 11 episodes. And first of all, it was a beautifully written show. It was a beautifully produced show. Everybody on that set was so calm because it was so organized, and it was a happy set because it was so organized. But the main guest for that season was Barbara Carrera,
mm-hmm.
and I played a character who was working with her in cahoots, so to speak, against the Dallas people.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I remember really loving about doing Dallas was working with Barbara Carrera. She was so beautiful, and it was really interesting to know that that beautiful woman was so much more than just a beautiful woman. She was really interesting. She was smart. She was intelligent and fun to be around. So just being on Dallas, working with Barbara Carrera on every episode that I was on was a great, and again with such a beautifully produced show.
How did it get from 1 to 11? Was it a case, hey, we got George Karras, let's use him as often as we can, or did they come up with a different idea after you shot your first one, and
well,
it was more work for you?
Well, the truth is, I don't really know how it came from 1 to doing 11. I'm guessing that maybe I did well enough in the first one, and they thought, well, we can bring. I don't know why it happened the way it did, but I was very glad that it did develop into more than one episode, because it gave me the chance to work with those people.
Well, you're being modest when you say you hope you did well enough. You brought stature to that show, George.
Oh, God.
I cannot tell you how much I've enjoyed this conversation. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again sometime.
Well, listen, I have to tell you, I've really enjoyed it, too. It's really been a nice conversation. I love the things you've made me think of and remember and all of that. It's been really, really nice. Thank you.
I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland. A stranger in paradise.
My West Side Story, a memoir by George Karras, is available through Lions Press. You can also find it at Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. For more on George and the George Karras Jewelry Collection, GeorgeCharras.com. George Karras is among the many celebrities who are scheduled to appear at the inaugural Celebrity Authors Forum at the Hollywood Museum on Saturday, December 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, thehollywoodmuseum.com. Rita Lee will join us when we come back for hour number 2 of TV Confidential. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.